accession number 20615, reel 3.
Phonon Davo, reel 3.
And this sailor was doing my job. He served us at a table. He didn't want to give up the job. He wanted to be with his uncle. And anyway, I was told I was going to be a spare. I was going to send me to Scotland, as a, you know. But tell you the truth, I to stay 9 months on this submarine and the smell and be locked up, I didn't really care. I didn't say anything. And in the end, I was sent to Portsmouth on a boat called Ouragan, Portsmouth. And they told me later I'm going to go to Scotland. But I guess I wanted to get rid of me. And I was pleased. So Portsmouth, as I carry on as a maid d'hôtel. One day, signed me to London. I said, "Oh, you married? Because we're not allowed to go to London." But an officer said to me, "Oh, you married in London? Would you like to go to London for 2 weeks to go to a club to replace some? They had some people from Indochina, sailor, and they didn't want to go to sea." Oh, they didn't want to go. They wanted to stay in a club, and they had to go on holiday. So they sent me for 2 weeks to London. So it's, oh, good. And when I was working in a free French club,
Tafton
Street, it's another place was bombed later. This is where I met General de Gaulle. Came one day to pay us a visit. And Amiral Muselier was in charge. To tell you the truth, as you know, and now I have no training. One day someone, I noticed he had some star on his sleeve. He told me to serve the coffee on the first floor of this club. And one of the Indo-Chinese said to me, what did the Admiral ask you? I didn't know he was Admiral Muselier. And he asked me to, you know, serve the coffee on the first floor. So I used to go home to go to as I was married, I used to go to Houston every night, and someone came and said, "Oh, you can stay if you want to." I didn't want to stay. It was very nice, but I didn't want to stay. My wife had two brothers in the army. One brother was on a desert rat. And I didn't want to stay, you know. I wanted to do something. So anyway, I'm back to Portsmouth. And sometime later, my name, you know, it was time for me to go on a corvette. I remember it was called Mimosa. With was torpedo later. He was no survivor, so I was lucky I didn't go on the first corvette, because he was another sailor was fed up waiting at Portsmouth. The boat was near the Isle of Wight. He was tribal there, the Isle of Wight. He was so fed up, he said, "You're married, let me go, let me take your place." So I agree. But I said next time, I'll be going. So in February 1942, I was on my way to Belfast to be on a corvette. In the end, we had 9 corvettes. But I was on a corvette, Commandant Drogou. The commandant Drogou was the name of a Commandant Drogou who died on the submarine who was in the Mediterranean, the submarine.
Don't worry. It's on record anyway.
Oh. And we had six corvettes had the name of a flower. But the last 3 corvettes, Commandant Drogou, who was on the first free volunteer for the Free French and Malta. They had a corvette, Commandant Destienne Dorv, was shot by the German in Paris, and the Detroya was with North Africa, with Montgomery, you know, with the Free French commandos, Commandant Detroya. So okay, I'm on a. I did like the Drogou because he was new. The boat was new, you know. And as we waited to go on the boat of the Drogou, we had to parade on the front of the commanding officer. And he also got a decoration, the commanding officer of the Drogou, because he was on a submarine chaser, and a bomb dropped on a submarine chaser and didn't go off. The bomb was caught between the radio operator and didn't go off. So the BNLO, the British commanding officer, got the DSO and the French Commandant Drogou, and also the radio operator, 3 of them.
But did you go to see in Commandant Drogou?
Commandant Drogou, yes. So we went to Tobermory, small island, Tobermory, training for 2 weeks, and back to our base was Greenock, Gourock. So after we had some injection and all sort of thing, it looked like it was going to go to Africa. So I asked for 24 hours to go to London and to visit my wife and say goodbye. And so we went to our base was going to be for 18 months, Freetown, Sierra Leone. That was going to be our base, 3 corvettes. And we stayed for 18 months. And we used to go to escort on the Atlantic, escort the convoy, to go to the convoy, go to South Africa and back to Gibraltar. We used to go. It was a very boring job. And we suffer a lot with and Greenock and Gourock. Everything was fine with the food and everything. Once we went to meet a Russian convoy. But we always had good food, but it was impossible to cook anything on the North Sea. And then in Africa, or frigidaire packed up, you can get a simple thing as a belt, to, you know, for a freezer. So we can keep any food for long, you know. And we used to go sometimes to 3 weeks and back to Freetown, Takoradi, Lagos, Lagos, Takoradi, Freetown for 18 months. And some of us, you know, it was very bad, with sick, with no fresh food, and some malaria. The worst thing in Africa, if you had dysentery, malaria, it was your lot. So after 18 months, back to Green Oak and Gourock, and then we went to Dry Dock and all sorts of things, and asked, do you want to stay or you want to go to another boat? So with someone I know, we decided volunteer to stay on a Drogou. London, yeah, I visit my wife in London, and the North Sea was so bad. I didn't leave, a word didn't worry me at all. It was to be, you know, sick and nothing to eat for days, and only a biscuit. And I was still sick when I visit my wife. When I arrived at Houston Station, I was still sick. So anyway, back again to Freetown. See? Freetown. And we stopped at the Azores, and although no one was allowed to go ashore, two of the cook, because one of the cooks say I speak Portuguese, they went ashore, and later they discovered that both of them had VD. So back to Freetown, it used to be a boat, the hospital boat. Well, that was the end of them. So we not only it was bad with the food, but we had no cook. We had to take sometime African cook, But then from Freetown we managed to go to, because the French Cameroon and Congo, Belgian Congo, the French Cameroon joined De Gaulle, you know, they joined De Gaulle. They had a mob, was fighting us, the French part of Africa, Dakar, you know, it was not friendly with us. We carry on with this. Freetown, and sometimes we go to Douala, French Cameroon. Douala, and we were very welcome, you know, because we've been the first free French boat, and later, I also was on the first free French boat who entered Dakar, you know, where sometime before they would know us. You know.
What kind of reception did you get in Dakar?
Dakar, when we good, but it's also over, you see. De Gaulle decided to go to 1941 to take Dakar.
1940.
Oh, Dakar, yes, that was a big mistake. And you know, if you heard of Dakar, yeah, they opened fire on us. Yeah. And also, and oh, it's not a lot. It was a lot of Vichy.
But you got a welcome in Dakar.
Come back. Yes, it was all. Yes, it was all over. Well, the French boat, Marine Nationale, we didn't mix. You know, they didn't look at us. And because we had the Cross of Lorraine, you see, and we had to have a special pass, to say this man is allowed to wear the Cross of Lorraine. And we got some complaint because some of us wouldn't salute the military police, and we used to make a lot of noise singing. The Free French song is to sing, and this is where,
What is the Free French song?
Well, it was there was a Madelon. We came to England. I've got it here.
Can you sing it now?
Oh yes.
Sing it, please.
Et en trahi et de défaite en défaite. Un armistice, pas de la.
But
de défaite en défaite, un armistice, pas de lâche, étant conclu, la France était envahie par tous ses traîtres, et nous savons comme ils traitent les vaincus. Ne voulant pas courber la tête, en Angleterre nous sommes venus, un vrai chef est à notre tête.
What is the name of the song?
La marche Légion. I'll show it to you. We'll give you a... And we all got our family at home. And one day we come, we'll be back. And our wit, you know, will come up again. Mussolini, Hitler will be shot. Mussolini will be hanged. This is what happened to him in the end, you know. And we got a leader, which is General de Gaulle. And I can give you the song if you want to. But
this tension between the Free French and Vichyites was in Dakar, was it? That you described? When you described was this in Dakar?
You see, when Churchill ordered Somerville to fire on the he opened fire first, because on the French cruiser, there was an ammunition went up in the air, caused a lot of people killed. Because those people turned against us all over the place. The German laugh. They say, you say De Gaulle, they say the English opened fire on your navy, you see? So I think over France in 1941, you know, I heard the Vichy Navy, I heard the French Navy once in London. I heard the French radio from Paris, who was say we a lot of residue, a lot of rubbish from Dunkirk, the Free French, the so-called Free French. That was on all the time, you see, and because of Dakar all over the place. The French Navy went to Alexandra and didn't do anything, just waited till the end of the war. Right? Toulon, they waited till the Germans went across. And how many boats? 80 or 90 submarine big boat sabotage. See? So they Non, they didn't want to know us.
So you returned to West Africa with the Commandant Drogo.
Under the Free French, all the time on the Free French flag.
And this is your second time in East Africa?
Second time, yes.
What else happened in the second time?
On the second time, now we knew some in France, some volunteers to join the Navy. So they came, what we call a relève, to us. So they came to Dakar. Those young boy come to Dakar. Even the first thing they when they come on our boat, they come from Brittany or from all over the place. The first thing they say, "Oh, can we have a cross of Lorraine?" You see, they didn't understand. They didn't understand to be a free French, you had to start from the end of the Free French was 1943, when the Marine Nationale came, you know, after the Liberation, after the American landed in North Africa. See, so this is when Le Poitevin was in prison. He wanted to, managed to come by Gibraltar to come with us. So they didn't, but at Dakar, you know, life was, people seem to be okay, and a lot of Americans sign everywhere, off, where they used to put those signs, and because after the battle on the Mediterranean, I remember seeing a cruiser, English cruiser, badly damaged, and anyway, you're going to go back to France. So we all come off Drogou to ready to go back to France because it's a French cruiser going all around Africa, collecting all sorts of people to take them back to Toulon. So I'm on my way to luggage ready to go on the cruiser, but we were invited on the Drogou for a meal and a goodbye, you know, and a second captain, who was married in Liverpool, he was not coming with us. And he said to me, would you like to go back to England? You're married, you see, we like to go back. I said, yes. Oh, yeah, I like to, yeah. So he said, well, don't say anything. But when they come for you, when the cruiser came and you go on a boat, take your luggage and come back on a Drogou. So. You know, Mr. Rasbridge, she told me I had an extraordinary life. I laugh sometimes when I think of it.
This is James Rusbridge, who wrote the book.
Yeah, he said you had an extraordinary life. Anyway, one day, okay, a big truck come to take us to the... So I took my luggage and said goodbye to the others. I said, where are you going? So I said, I'm going back on a Drogou. And this is what happened to me, and we came back to Liverpool. We came back to Liverpool. And can I say something about the food? And the food was so bad, you know, a supply in Freetown was okay, but you couldn't keep the bread more than 2 days. The bread turned moldy, you know, with the heat and meat. So we started to take live animals. Under the deep charges, we had, I think, nearly 100 deep charges, you know, and we dropped quite a lot. Under the deep charges, we put a gate, we had pig.
About in the Drogou?
Half a dozen pig.
In Drogou?
Yeah. One night, when I think of it, I'm still laughing. And he said, I'm still laughing when I think of it. We said, like, pig, a goat. I still remember sometime with the one, the African come with a goat. Said, no, it smells too. No, we don't want a goat. Chicken, the African woman used to come to bring eggs. We eat a lot of eggs. And although it was not allowed, and the French Navy is not allowed to bring any animal on board, but on our boat it was a bit of a chaos, you know, to be, to be with the English Navy, which didn't, like, we get away with murder sometimes, with a lot of things, drinks and so on. So some bring cats, dogs, two dogs, cats, monkeys. Well, monkeys and pig. So anyway, to cut the story short, one day we arrive at Freetown, and I noticed it was a big boat. I noticed it was a British officer was looking at us. The cook decided we're going to kill a pig for our supper. Said, can you help me? So we put a pig on a bench, and you know, a pig, he was making a lot of noise, he didn't like it. So in the end, someone hold a basin to make a pudding or something, and I hold a pig, that was for our supper. As I was stood on a boat, I go to the commanding officer's cabin, and sometimes he has secret on his desk, but it was a letter on his desk, and I look at a letter, and it was a letter from the commandor, Freetown commandor. And on a letter he said, you know, to the commanding officer, Commandant Drogou, he said, may I remind you, your Free French Corvette is a war boat and not a menagerie. And you know, sometimes I think of it. Yes, she can. We were out to sea and.
Were you attacked by the enemy in Drogou?
Oh, that's a very good question. When you're stood on the French on the Navy in France, your job is to be on the bottom of the boat, on the ammunition room. So it was two of us. And it was very depressing sometimes because my friend is to be, he looked to be worried. But before action station, I'll have a drop of wine. I always have plenty of wine, you know. I drop a wine, go down. My job, someone is on a gun. He was one between with a Scotchman. And I was on they ask you shell, what they want some shell, you know. So he gave me two shell. I put them on a basket, some kind of basket, and two packets we used to call macaroni. Spaghetti. You know what we used to call spaghetti? It was the dynamite, the powder. I put two bags of the spaghetti, and up, you know, on a rope. But what used to make me laugh, the Scotchman used to say, when everything was, a lot of banging was going on. I'm talking about the Battle of the Atlantic. A lot of banging was going on, but I didn't know what was going on. You see, because it's your job to be on the bottom of the boat. Mm-hmm. And the Scotch man used to shout, shell, shell, shell. And my friend who was in charge of the shell, he used to